Text, Hallmark Channel presents If I Only Had Christmas. Snow covers a suburban town. A Mini Cooper sits parked in front of a two-story house in a quiet neighborhood. In the house, a golden retriever jumps onto the bed of a sleeping woman. She wakes.
Good morning, Bobo. Best alarm clock ever.
Do you know what today is? That's right. It's the office Christmas party. Yeah, come on.
She makes a gesture.
Hang the stocking.
Bobo raises a paw.
Do a snow angel.
Bobo rolls over.
Ho, ho, ho!
Come on.
Oh, yes, you're a good girl.
She kisses Bobo. Downtown, a crowd has gathered in a large office space. A sign reads, Welcome to Gum Christmas Party. The same woman stands at a table as two people approach.
Hey. Have a Santa hat.
Darcy, this is too much. And you bake Christmas cookies. You realize there's a buffet?
Let her have this. Headquarters announces creative campaign of the year today. She is nervous.
Oh, come on, Darcy. You're a shoo-in. Yeah,
of course. But she was the first Kansas City publicist to be nominated. I'm nervous, and I'm not even the one who's nominated.
I am not nervous. And Gary, you can never have too much Christmas. Watch and learn. Evergreen bean casserole. Stocking stuffers, let it snowballs. What? We were all emailed the menu. Okay, I'm nervous. Distract me.
Another woman approaches.
Oh, Darcy, do you have the press release?
Singular Technologies is in your inbox. Genesis will be there by 4.
Amazing. Now, before we get this party started, have they announced the award yet? Right on time.
Everyone in the room checks their phone. Darcy frowns. Darcy's phone reads, Congratulations, Annie Stevens, winner.
Darcy, I'm sorry. That's okay. It was a competitive year.
Yeah.
Well, you took a tiny Kansas City medical startup and put them in the national spotlight. They raised millions more because of you. Now, you may not have won some fancy award, but you helped save countless lives. Don't forget that.
Thank you. Really, all of you.
I'll be back in a minute.
Darcy walks off. Frowning. She stands alone in the corridor sobbing. She checks her phone again, then wipes her face and returns to the party.
Are you seeing this? The Austin Inc. piece? What's going on? It's blowing up. It's a wrecker of an article. They accuse William Austin of virtually disappearing as CEO. But there's no vision, no leadership ever since his father George passed away.
Man, I feel bad for whoever's in charge of their communications department.
Elsewhere, at a swanky office.
I told you to stop reading it.
One would think growing up the son of one of the world's most famous tech gurus would make him a natural industry leader, but all he seems to have learned to do is play with his father's toys.
It's getting out of control. I've got calls from CNN, NBC, Business Insider.
Tell them we have no comment.
Glenn Goodman's office? We have no comment. Thank you. Goodbye. Also, The Economist, Bloomberg, they all want to hear from the head of communications.
No comment. It'll blow over.
And Winona.
No comment.
Right. Good luck with that.
Later, the man sits in Winona's office.
As CFO, I'm telling you, it is time to hire an outside PR firm.
Absolutely not. They want a CEO who will double as a puffed-up celebrity frontman. That's not an option.
Well, then we tell them it's not an option, and we see what else they come up with.
Never needed outside PR before?
Well, the world doesn't know what we're doing. They can't see the vision.
Customers don't need to see the vision. They will see the genius in the product.
Investors need to see the vision. They were already nervous. This article shook their confidence. Look, I agree with you. We don't need a flashy CEO-led strategy. But what we do need is an outside voice to shake things up. Hiding isn't working anymore.
I still don't like it.
You'll retain full veto power over pitches.
Fine.
Glenn stands and walks out of the office. Back at her office, Darcy is examining on a series of posted articles on her wall. A colleague enters.
How are you doing?
Really? I just wish I knew what I could have done differently, you know?
Work in New York or Chicago? Have a client whose name rhymes with Carbucks?
It's late.
You've had a long day. Why don't you go home and do something that recharges you?
I will.
What is all this?
Doing some research. After that disaster of an article, Austin Inc. put out a call for pitches.
I saw. I wouldn't give that request too much stock. It is still William Austin's company, and he's notoriously anti-publicity. Get some sleep, Darcy. But if someone from this office were to land AI's business, I'm sure headquarters would need them to move to New York and run the account. Do we know anyone who might be interested in something like that?
I don't know.
Well, if you know anyone, tell them to send me a pitch deck by Monday. Good night, Darcy.
Good night.
Later, daytime at home, Darcy opens her oven, feels inside with a mitt. Then she returns to her counter.
In 5, 4, 3, 2...
A couple enters.
Hi, Darcy.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey. We've got salad and garlic bread.
Oh, great.
Do you mind if I just pop this in the oven?
Yeah, top part is fine. Thanks,
Clara.
What's
the deal with the lights outside? You having trouble hanging?
Oh, hi, Huck. Yeah, no, it's
no, don't worry about it. I got it.
Hey, sis. Did you know your lights are out?
Oh, yeah. I was just telling Huck.
Oh, no, don't.
Big deal.
We brought Christmas cookies.
Oh, thank you.
Honey, sorry we're late.
Oh, no, you're just in time for Christmas cocoa.
This looks like heaven.
Yeah. Sugar-free for you, Dad.
And Paradise Lost.
Ah, you can get started. I'm going to take these to the Wonder Twins.
Okay.
Darcy exits with two mugs, leaving the rest of the guests in the kitchen. Outside, two men stand on the porch.
You know, normally I don't allow strange men on my roof unless they're accompanied by 9 tiny reindeer.
Brothers are not strangers, Darcy.
I said strange, not strangers.
Hey, Emma told us about the award. You doing okay?
I'm fine. You know, it happens. I'm fine.
Did she do the thing where she...
Yeah, she did the eye thing.
What? No, I'm fine.
Who's the cutest dog in the world?
Bobo.
He broke my Walkman in 1993.
Huck.
How do you feel about losing this award?
I'm fine.
She turns her eyes away, then gasps.
Ooh, listen, sis. Sometimes the first step is admitting that you have a problem.
Inside, she decorates her mantle with her parents.
I just feel so defeated and small. It was crazy to think I could compete on that level.
Maybe it's time to finally take a real vacation.
You, my dear, have a gift. You're stifled at work, and that's hard. But when one corner of the world tries to dim our light, we don't hide it under a bushel. We find someplace else to let it shine. It's Christmas. And there are so many people in need who could use your talent.
She sits with the others in the den.
Yeah, you're right. I just need to get out of my head. Maybe I'll find a great charity, do some pro bono work.
If you're looking for options, Zeke and I love the Emerald Educational Trust.
Oh, yeah. They donated a bunch of computers to our school system last year.
They mentor teachers, connect at-risk schools with resources, run outreach programs. They're awesome.
Honestly, after last year's budget cuts, I don't know what we would have done without them.
Oh, I'll definitely check them out.
Okay, everybody. Dinner is ready.
Wait, why am I the only one decorating the tree? No, dinner.
Later, Darcy sits with her laptop.
Emerald Education Trust.
She pets Bobo. She notices William Austin's name on the website, but no picture.
Well, 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 Bobo, would you look at who it is? William Austin.
She Googles his name. The articles that appear list him as the new CEO of Emerald Educational Trust. Then, William Austin nowhere to be seen after father's passing. Darcy stands.
Where are my highlighters?
Daytime, she sits in a coffee shop with her colleague.
I got this for you. Oh, thank you. I'll just have a sip. I've got so much adrenaline, I could pull Santa's sleigh myself right now. Give me the news.
Headquarters loved your pitch. Digging up Willie Moss's charity work and leaning into that really humanizes him. But
I knew they'd get it. But?
Unfortunately, they loved it so much they sent it to AI right away, and we received a response from their vice president of communications this morning.
Darcy reads the cell phone as she sips her coffee.
No. He's completely misinterpreting my pitch.
I'm sorry, Darcy.
No. This is a misunderstanding. If I could talk to him, I'm pretty sure I could get him to come around.
Oh, you're welcome to try.
I will.
Darcy struggles to pull out her phone.
Okay.
I'll see you back at the office.
Bye.
Darcy exits. Glenn answers his phone.
Hey, what's going on, Jade?
I've got Darcy Gale from Gum PR for you.
With the Kansas City pitch we passed on? Just, I don't know, tell her I'm not available.
She's very persistent.
Please take the call.
Okay, put her through. Glenn Goodman.
Mr. Goodman, Darcy Gale from Gum PR. I believe we had a small misunderstanding.
No, there was no misunderstanding. Mr. Austin felt the exploitation of his charity was in poor taste.
That's why we passed on your proposal.
No, I would never exploit Emerald. I think it's a wonderful foundation. I just thought it showed a crucial difference between Mr. Austin's vision and his father's.
No, we don't want the public focusing on their differences. We want our customers to trust that the legacy will continue.
But it's not.
Oh, well, if that's how you feel.
But I don't think it's a bad thing. Mr. Austin has changed AI's focus fundamentally to how it can make the world a better place, and the media wants stories like that.
Well, it's a lovely spin, Miss Gale, but investors aren't inspired by human interest pieces. They care about cold, hard bottom line.
You're choosing to see the worst in them. Investors are still people.
Well, most people are usually out for their own self-interest. That's business.
That's a pretty cold worldview at Christmas.
Well, isn't that what you're doing?
I mean, this is a lovely story meant to appeal to our CEO's ego just enough to get you the job of a lifetime, no?
My personal connection to Emerald is what inspired this pitch, not the other way around.
What do you mean personally?
My brother and sister-in-law are teachers and work with Emerald. I was looking to do some pro bono work.
Why?
Because it's Christmas, and I have a gift for this. And when you have a gift, you don't hide it under a bushel. You shine it wherever it can do the most good.
Okay, come. Make me a believer.
What?
Come work for Emerald in Connecticut for the next few weeks.
Let me see what you can do with our busiest season. And then if by some
Christmas miracle you can convince me I was wrong about Gum PR,
I could probably be persuaded to get you a meeting with Mr. Austin.
Darcy's jaw drops.
Did the call drop?
Hello, are you still there?
Oh, sorry. I was pausing to take it all in.
It's a relief to know you have a pause button.
Listen, just let me know in the next 24 hours.
And Miss Gale, Merry Christmas.
Darcy smiles. Later, at home, she walks Bobo with her mom.
What if I get this job and have to move to New York? Or what if I fail epically and no one ever wants to hire me again? I mean, what if I come back
these
and I...
These are good people who work tirelessly at helping students in need, and you're going there to help share their story. Focus on that, one step at a time, and it will lead you exactly where you're supposed to be.
Oh, but I'm gonna miss the holidays with you guys and Zeke and Huck and...
And we'll all be here when you get back.
But if I get homesick, you have to promise to send me Bobo updates.
You got it. Well, you better get going.
Looks like there's a storm coming.
Well, see you in 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Okay, wish me luck.
Well, you're not gonna need it. You're gonna blow them all away.
Now let's get you to the airport.
Darcy and her father get into her Mini. Darcy waves at Bobo as the car drives off. Later, at a hotel bar, Glenn speaks on his cell phone. Darcy sits beside him.
Her flight was delayed by weather.
Yeah, no worries. I actually came down to the hotel bar instead. I'll get some work done. Yeah, keep me updated.
Wow, this is something, huh? People talk about Christmas in New England. You see it in those TV movies. I always assumed it was Hollywood magic, but this really lives up to the hype.
What brings you in?
Business. And you?
Same.
Good. I wasn't trying to eavesdrop, but I was worried you got stood up. Not that you look like someone who gets stood up often or ever, really. By friends, I mean,
Seems like you could use a drink.
Yeah, Pinot, please. Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous. Big meeting. Came here a little early to have a drink and calm my nerves. The guy I'm meeting is a tough nut to crack. He's gruff. Maybe even a little curmudgeonly.
Curmudgeonly? Should I scan the lobby for guys wearing top hats and humbug?
Maybe. Honestly, I don't even know what the guy looks like. Thank you.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's a whole thing with this company.
Excuse me.
Glenn answers his phone.
Hey, how's it going?
She never got on the flight.
You don't say.
He turns to Darcy.
Well, I'm sure she'll turn up.
He hangs up and turns to Darcy.
Where are you in from?
Kansas City.
Oh, wonderful town. show me something. How does somebody make a curmudgeonly first impression? This, what's his name?
Glenn.
Oof. Did he snarl on the phone? Did he threaten to shut down the building and loan? Does he end his text messages with a period? That is very passive aggressive.
Although he is curt, that's for sure. He's a no guy.
A no guy?
Yes. I understand playing it safe, but this guy's instinct is just say no right out of the gate.
I could be a no guy.
Oh, you are no guy.
No?
No. A no guy doesn't engage in a charming conversation with a stranger at the bar.
Oh, let's not breeze past that. You think I'm charming.
Honestly, I wish my client were more like you. Excuse me, mm-hmm. I have to get this.
Hi. She answers her cell.
Oh, I sent you the updated itinerary. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it didn't send. I'm so sorry. I got to the airport early and took an earlier flight. I'm already at the hotel. Oh, that's so nice of you. And Mr. Goodman, will he be meeting me at the restaurant or...
Darcy's eyes widen. Glenn waves at her playfully.
You don't say. Okay. Thank you.
Glenn Goodman, VP of Communications, Austin, Inc. Local curmudgeon.
He extends a hand, which she shakes.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Where are you going?
I don't know. To dye my hair, slip out the back window, reintroduce myself as Carmen Saint-Tropez, because apparently we're playing a game where we pretend to be other people.
In my defense, I never lied.
No, you just let me do circus-worthy contortions of foot-in-mouth syndrome before you said anything.
I love the circus. Very entertaining. We curmudgeons, we enjoy so little. Also, I really sound that old on the phone. Be honest.
Why didn't you just introduce yourself?
How often you get to hear someone's unfiltered first impression? You did on the same thing.
In my line of work, we earn an unfiltered opinion through trust.
Fair enough. Start again. Do you want to grab some dinner?
No.
Oh, now who's a no guy? Come on, AI's treat. We should probably go over the schedule for the next few weeks. That's not the way.
Darcy walks out of the bar. Glenn stands waiting as she re-enters.
I don't know where I'm going.
She looks at him expectantly. At an upscale restaurant, they sit in a booth.
Do you know what you want?
Yes. Reciprocity.
Suit yourself, but the chicken is excellent.
You said we should start fresh, so tell me something about you. Where'd you grow up?
I don't see how that's relevant.
The work I do is about building relationships. You already know a lot about me. Where I grew up, that I have siblings, my aspirations.
All completely unsolicited, by the way. Crazy salad is excellent.
So you're a Caprese fan.
I like this restaurant's Caprese.
Have you ever been to Italy? There's this quaint little... Hi. I'll start with the Caprese, please.
I'll start with the bruschetta. Thank you.
Thank you.
The waitress clears the menus.
Now, as you know, Emerald has 3 Christmas events to promote. Partnership with the Troutman Christmas Tree Farm, a children's Christmas pageant, and our annual donor gala.
I've been looking into the Christmas Tree Farm partnership, and I think there's a lot of room for expansion.
No, everything's set. Your job is to simply generate media attention.
My job is to find the story in the event worth sharing. If you really want to capture the magic of Emerald. Sorry, but your events need an upgrade. You need more spectacle, more heart, and definitely more Christmas.
It's a Christmas tree farm. I would think on the spectrum of Christmas, that's pretty high up. Thank you. A Christmas tree... I don't think it really gets much more Christmas.
She passes him a piece of her meal.
What are you doing?
You like Caprese, right?
He smiles. Daytime, Darcy chats on her phone outside the large office building.
I just didn't expect to be stonewalled like this.
Well, you're just used to charming everyone immediately, that's all.
Oh, that's not... Oh, okay, there's some truth to that.
He's a big shot VP. He's not going to be around every day, right?
Oh, for sure not. You're right. Today, it's just about me and my new colleagues. A whole horizon of yes.
That's our girl.
I miss you guys already.
How's Bobo? You're not feeding her treats first thing in the morning, are you, Dad?
No. Yes. But just one.
Dad.
We love you, Darcy. Now you go in there and you
show them what you're made of.
I love you, too.
She sighs and carries a tray of coffees into the building. In the lobby, Glenn turns around in a large chair and grins at her.
Wow, you're a bad laugh and a hairless cat away from being an action movie villain. What are you doing here?
Oh, I'm just here to make sure everything runs as smoothly as possible.
Suspicious AI can spare their VP of communications. Although you guys don't do that much communicating.
Well, it is very important to Mr. Austin.
Feels more like you're babysitting.
Well, this pays better, but you don't get to watch nearly as much TV. Coffee. Thank you.
Glenn walks off. Darcy paces, composing herself.
Okay. Hi, I'm Darcy Gale. I'm so excited to be here. Hi, Darcy Gale, Gum PR. Good to meet you.
The second one conveys power, but it's a little cold and formal.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Wait, what?
But then again, it's best to start professional and trust rapport will come. Or you could try a bit of both.
A woman appears at reception.
Hi, I'm Darcy Gale from Gum PR.
That was great. Jackie Crow.
Oh, head of development. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Is that how people greet each other in Kansas City?
No, I just brought them as gifts.
Oh. Well, it should be. Wouldn't that be great if everywhere you went, people said hello with coffees? I'd never stop trying to make new friends.
A man directs a woman decorating a tree.
Follow me.
No, put them up. There.
Perfect. Honestly, my back is too stiff for this. Next year, you're hanging on.
You know I'm scared of heights.
Hello, everyone. I'm Darcy Gale from Gum PR. Oh. Pleased to meet you.
Glenn enters.
Hey, there you are.
I don't know who this is.
I'm Glenn Goodman, VP of Communications at Austin.
Oh, Jackie Crow Development.
Dr. Bridget Tinsley, Policy Director. We are so glad to have someone from corporate here.
O'Reilly Lyons, Arts Outreach Director. Great to meet you.
Wait, you've never met them before?
You know, we are so very, very proud of the work you guys have done, and we're very excited because Darcy here has stepped up and offered to help us get the word out.
All due respect, isn't it a little late to bring someone new into the mix?
Oh, rest assured, I have done my research and I'm ready to hit the ground running. In fact, Good Morning Greenwich wants to do a spot for the kids' Christmas pageant. And Riley, as arts director, I thought you would be the perfect fit for the interview.
Me? On TV? No. I don't think I could.
Oh, don't worry. We'll work together and I'll make sure you felt totally comfortable. Media training is a big part of what I do. I also have a reporter that would love to interview some of Emerald's students to talk about how the foundation has helped them. Dr. Tinsley, with your connections...
Apologies, Ms. Gale. We are very protective over our students and we have a hard policy against using them in media campaigns.
Using them?
They would be sharing their hardships, surrendering their story. This is tricky territory.
Yeah, agreed. Once you share your story publicly, it's not yours anymore. It belongs to the audience. These are kids.
I don't mean to be a naysayer. We love these kids.
We're pretty protective of them.
Oh, I think that's very admirable. Yeah, don't worry. There are plenty more ideas where those came from. Jackie, perhaps we could start with the partnership with Troutman Christmas Tree Farm?
Sure.
What did you have in mind? Actually, would you mind taking a walk outside with me to brainstorm? I find I get my best ideas with a little fresh air.
Great. I'll leave you to it.
Actually, while we have someone from corporate, we would love to ask you some questions.
Oh, you could give them the treats I brought.
Darcy hands Glenn the coffee.
See you later.
Bye.
Darcy and Jackie walk outside.
You are a lot more graceful than me. I don't know how you did that.
Well, I was just being professional. But inside, immediately, there was a small voice in my head saying, I told you, Darcy, you were foolish to think you could do this.
I know that voice.
And that's all it is, a voice. It's only as real as you let it be. So let's talk about the Christmas Tree Partnership.
What's there to say? 10% of the sales at Troutman Christmas Tree Farm are donated to the charity. How's that?
You don't sound very enthused.
Well, I feel like we could do better. But we always do the same thing every year. And whenever I pitch new ideas,
they say no. So, you figure out how to break through. This event just needs more of a media hook. I know there's a maze of traditions to navigate.
A maze? What if we had a Christmas maze?
Yes. We could make it part of a whole family-friendly experience. We could do s'mores.
Ooh, we could get a Santa.
I love it. Now we just have to figure out how to make this story special to Emerald at Christmas.
Darcy, may I speak with you?
Jackie, would you give us a minute?
Glenn approaches. Jackie walks off. Glenn sits on a bench.
I want to apologize. I should have your back in there, even if I didn't agree with you.
I appreciate that. But why does it seem like no one from AI has been at the foundation?
Mr. Austin has full confidence. The charity is running.
Jackie returns.
We could ask people to donate school supplies for teachers. Families could put them into cute little Santa bags at the event.
Yes, we could call it Santa's Secret Classroom Helpers. We could use this as a model all over the country. First, we should talk to...
I'll get that set up.
Jackie dashes off.
Wait, what are you doing?
Pivoting. Did you grow up around horses, Glenn?
Can't say that I did.
Well, we have a saying in Kansas City. What do you do when you get thrown off a horse?
People say that everywhere.
You come in or what?
Glenn follows Darcy off. At the tree farm, Darcy approaches a worker.
There you go. Enjoy, guys.
Mr. Troutman?
Please, call me Brian.
Brian, good to see you again. This is Darcy Gale and Glenn Goodman.
Hi.
Your farm is lovely.
Oh, thank you. We're very proud of it. How can I help you?
We are so appreciative that you've agreed to donate 10% of sales to Emerald on December 10th.
Of course. It's a great...
Glenn lifts a finger.
Can you feel it? It's coming from the Midwest. There is a bite coming.
Uh-oh.
Well, Jackie and I had some ideas to expand the partnership into a bigger, family-friendly event.
Oh, jeepers. I don't know. We're spread pretty thin here.
Oh, well, you wouldn't pay for a thing.
Except for overtime for employees if required, and some permits might...
You would pay for very few things. Jackie was thinking a maze, s'more station, Santa...
Look, that all sounds fun, but that's not the kind of enterprise my grandfather established. The other guys down the road, they have all kinds of flashy gimmicks.
We respect your commitment to your family's vision. Darcy, a word?
Maze? S'more station? We can't empty the coffers for one event. We still got the Christmas pageant and the donor gala to promote.
And Jackie knows that. Her whole job is to create partnerships without eating into the budget. She's got this. Jackie, you've got this.
Jackie turns and approaches Brian.
Brian, did you know that your competitors are outselling you by 11%?
11%?
If you want to boost your sales, you need more marketing. This would be free promotion, and Darcy has a whole media plan. We could set up potential partnerships, or those might be bad ideas. Sorry. Whatever you want, we'll do.
Brian, we know it's a lot to trust us with your family's farm, but you can give these teachers and students something no one else can give them. A real touch of Christmas magic. Like Santa collecting donations here.
A hot cocoa stand and a s'more station. Families making memories and making a difference.
And this would become the model for Emerald nationwide. And your family would have started it. We trust you.
Do you trust us?
Brian considers.
I do.
They shake.
You won't regret it. Now, let's look at that budget.
Okay.
Jackie and Brian walk off. Darcy puts her finger in the air.
I feel an apology coming from the Northeast.
A lot to promise. I just hope you can deliver.
Oh, I can deliver. I am like the Santa of... Oh, come on. I had a whole comeback.
Excuse me.
Glenn answers his phone.
Winona, I'm gonna have to reschedule. I know, I gotta see how this plays out. I'll have Jade move some things around.
Later, Darcy and the others sit at a board table.
Bridget, may I call you Bridget?
I would prefer Dr. Tinsley.
Absolutely, earn that. These Santa bags would be directly meeting teacher needs. Notebooks, glue sticks, pencils that usually come out of their pockets, but with a Christmas angle and a family-friendly event.
That's cute.
Great.
Jackie buttons her lip.
What's the matter with cute?
Cute initiatives capitalize on Christmas to check the spread the goodwill into your box. Now, I am concerned that givers would feel good temporarily, but there is so much more work to be done.
Sure, but we should encourage giving no matter how small, don't you think?
I think that supplies are needed, but that's not going to stop teacher burnout in rural and inner city schools, and it's not going to hold together after school tutoring programs that keep getting cut.
Oh, tell us how you really feel.
okay? I think that your boss is so out of touch with his own charity that he keeps throwing a bunch of computers at low-income students who don't even have access to stable internet. Look, I'm sorry. That was a little too humbug. We are fighting for big changes. And in my experience, most people stop at cute. This work we do, it's massive. It is relentless and exhausting. If you believe in this and in her, I believe in you. But I'm going to keep a very close eye on the budget. Thank you.
Dr. Tinsley stands and leaves.
Jack, frost levels are cold in here.
I feel horrible. What are you talking about? That was a huge win.
But she didn't like the idea.
Jackie, she said yes. She said a lot of other things, but the important thing is she did say yes. You are a miracle worker. I'm officially a believer. You say you work with on-camera stage fright?
Riley, a couple of training sessions with me and you'll be ready to host your own talk show.
Deal. Let's keep the ideas flowing. What else can we do?
Oh, something Bridget said did spark another idea.
No.
Later, in the lobby of the hotel, Glenn and Darcy enter, dressed for cold weather.
Do you remember that part outside where I said goodbye because I was already running late for this business lunch as it is?
Yes, but you haven't said yes yet. And if you say yes now, I can have the press release done for you by the end of your lunch.
No.
No?
The foundation is your client, not AI.
But a story about AI boosting internet access across the nation will give you and your foundation much-needed positive press.
Which, given our current situation, feels a little desperate.
You do know that if you don't take control of the narrative, someone else will.
Glenn, I was starting to worry. Fiaro PR is waiting.
Fiaro PR? That's Gum's biggest competitor.
Darcy, this is our CFO, Winona West. Winona, this is...
the famous Darcy Gale from Kansas City. I'm so sorry we had to pass on Gum PR's pitch, but thank you for your gracious offer to help the foundation. Now, if you'll excuse us, please.
Of course. Lovely meeting you.
Darcy walks off, leaving Glenn and Winona.
She's very pretty and charismatic, wouldn't you agree?
I don't know what you mean.
They walk off.
Shelly.
Daytime, at the tree farm, Darcy and Tinsley walk with a reporter.
Pop-up Christmas events nationwide like this are the goal, assuming all goes well.
This all looks great.
Yeah, it is great. But frankly, it's not enough. As Dr. Tinsley was saying, we are really grateful for the donations, but it's just a drop in the ocean compared to what's needed.
Yes, our most recent analysis shows that material shortages are the least of our problems.
You know what would be a great Christmas angle? Dr. Tinsley is delivering Christmas bags to some of the local schools this week. You should go together. Interview some of the teachers. She will give you the inside scoop.
That's the second story you've cracked for me today, Darcy. You're the best. Dr. Tinsley, I'll be in touch.
The reporter walks off.
Alumni Network database. We Kansas folk have to stick together.
I cannot believe that you did that for me. Thank you.
Well, the other day you had me thinking about the end of A Christmas Carol when Scrooge learns to really engage. Christmas changed his heart year-round. And you certainly made me see the big picture. So I know if anyone can get people to care, it's you.
Thank you. Look, I know that I came across as cold and hard, and I...
You've had a lot of uphill battles. Do not apologize for fighting for the things you love.
Thank you. I'll see you later.
Dr. Tinsley walks off.
Our arts outreach program instills much-needed confidence.
It helps some people to picture the audience in their underwear. Okay, not everyone. Sometimes I like to practice while doing something relaxing, like cooking or dancing.
Dancing. Dancing relaxes me.
Great. Then try that again with a little movement.
Riley begins a tap dance.
Our arts outreach program instills much-needed confidence, like James Johnson, who spent hours mastering his dance moves, proving to himself that he can focus.
Great!
Keep practicing just like that.
Thanks so much, Darcy.
Riley walks off. Glenn enters.
Hey, where have you been, stranger?
Just putting out some fires at the office. Wanted to make sure you hadn't given away the farm in my absence.
Oh, and here I thought you were starting to trust me.
Surely you could delegate this.
Well, maybe Fiero PR doesn't like to get their hands dirty, but that is not my style. Besides decorating, that's the reward. You see, someone wasn't on garland duty as a kid, huh? More of a carry the tree guy?
More of a came home from school and the house was magically transformed guy.
Oh, decorating's the best part of Christmas growing up. Taking out the ornaments, hearing my parents share the same stories, and Zeke and Huck arm wrestling over who would place the angel.
Sounds like fun, but that would require siblings.
Oh, only child. Yeah, makes sense.
Why does that make sense?
You don't seem like you had to negotiate hostage French fry situations in the back of a minivan.
Now, is that something you would list under special skills on a resume, or?
So, what were your traditions?
I'm very traditional.
Oh, come on. There had to be something you loved or want to pass on.
Books on Christmas Eve. I got to open one present. It had to be a book. My mom would make ginger snaps and cocoa and... yeah, we just stay up reading in the living room.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. I mean, ginger snaps are a must, but had to be mom's.
Oh, my mom made the best snickerdoodles. They were so good. She would decorate them with our initials so my brothers and I wouldn't fight over the extras. She passed away when I was in college.
I'm sorry, I didn't...
No, oh, no. It was really hard, especially being the only girl, but... then my dad met Emma, and she's done such a wonderful job keeping my mom's traditions alive and helping us make new ones. We've rebuilt a tight-knit family because we don't take one second together for granted.
Brian approaches.
We have a problem.
No Santa.
What do you mean, no Santa?
He canceled.
We have to have Santa.
Later, Glenn enters his office building. Jade approaches.
Feeling okay? You look different.
That different?
You're all flushed.
I'm fine. I might need you to move some things around.
Again? I already consolidated everything to tomorrow.
You could just free things up the tiniest little bit.
Why don't we go over some messages, Winona, Vince, Winona, John, Winona, Winona, Winona. Please call her back, or she'll stick her flying monkeys on me. Her assistants are relentless.
I'll handle Winona. In the meantime, I need a favor. I need you to get a hold of Santa.
Sure. I've also got the president on line one.
I believe in you.
Glenn walks off. At the tree farm, Darcy and the team addresses the crowd.
Thank you all so much from the bottom of our hearts for being here tonight and agreeing to be interviewed.
Now please enjoy the evening. Teachers and students, do not forget your ticket vouchers.
All right, everybody. Who's ready to kick off the first Troutman Tree Farm Christmas Maze? Yeah!
The crowd disperses. Darcy chats with Dr. Tinsley.
You know, I have been so entrenched in policy work, I've forgotten how good it feels to make a teacher's day.
Merry Christmas, Dr. Tinsley.
Please call me Bridget. Merry Christmas, Darcy.
She walks off. Darcy beckons Glenn over.
Come in, curmudgeon. This might help you find a little Christmas spirit in there.
No. Think?
Anything's possible.
Come on.
They walk off. Darcy appears inside the maze, which is filled with lights on every wall. She wanders in the maze, then bumps into Glenn.
You're lost.
No, I'm a certified Kansas corn maze master. You could even say a maze master. Get it? Corn, maze.
You always ramble like this when you're nervous?
I'm not rambling. I'm...
lost.
No. It's this way.
Nope.
Here you go with the nose again.
You literally just came from that way.
Do you think they're going to send someone for us eventually?
Nah, eventually. I mean, there are wild animals out here.
Lions and tigers?
No. Definitely bears.
Oh, my.
Time passes. They are still in the maze.
See, I was right.
Because you asked that kid for directions.
They exit the maze. Jackie approaches.
You have got to see this. Come with me. Come on. Come on.
Darcy and Glenn follow her to a clearing. Santa sits in a chair.
How'd Santa get here?
You know, Dasher and Dancer. And...
Where are you going?
Santa?
I don't get it. Jackie said she couldn't get Santa.
Glenn smiles.
You did this.
Nah, I called in a favor. Rudolph's a huge fan of our cloud services.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anna.
Glenn indicates the man in the Santa suit. Darcy frowns.
Would you excuse me for a minute?
Yeah.
At Darcy's house, her mother takes out her cell.
Oh, Darcy! We're almost finished decorating the Christmas tree.
Hi, Darcy.
What do you think?
Oh, it's amazing as usual. I love it.
How's it going there?
It's going really well.
Oh, Henry, Darcy says it's going really well.
That's our girl.
Hey, sis. Hey.
What's up, superstar? How's your big event?
I'm happy with how it's going.
No, she did the eye thing.
No, it's just... kind of jealousy that I'm not there decorating the tree and eating snickerdoodles with you guys.
I just miss you is all.
We miss you too.
Now go and see if Claire and Maggie need some help.
You want her all to yourself, do you?
Oh, Emma.
Oh, who is that behind you?
Glenn appears on the video chat.
Oh, that's Glenn.
Hey, Darcy.
Oh, you didn't say he was so handsome.
Emma, I have to go. I love you guys.
Darcy hangs up.
So I booked a morning show interview for the Christmas pageant. Still need an angle for the donors gala, but I was thinking...
Whoa, no work talk in front of Santa. Today's been great. You don't have anything to prove right now. What?
You said it's been great.
Well, yeah, because of Santa.
Oh, of course.
I do have one question. Have you been good this year?
Oh, I have been very, very good.
Very good. Well, let's go see Santa then.
All right, if you get some spare time, go over your words and don't forget choreo next rehearsal, all right? We'll see you later.
Darcy and Glenn enter.
Perfect timing. Rehearsal just ended and the last of our munchkins were just picked up.
Oh, excellent. So Riley, good morning, Greenwich is T-minus 3 days away. How are you feeling? Do you want to run through your anecdotes again?
Yes, please. Okay. Our program instills much needed confidence. Like last year's runner-up for most attentions, James Johnson, who spent hours mastering his dance moves. Proving to himself that he can, in fact, focus. Or Caitlin Lateef, silent as a mouse for fear of her stutter, stepping up and singing, "Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are thy branches."
Wow, you are good.
So the reporter is going to ask you, why a Christmas pageant? Why not a spring musical or a summer show?
Because what other genre lets you bond with grandma over music you both love? Like our opening number. A chorus of kids in perfect harmony. Jolly old St. Nicholas, lean your ear this way. Ah, that's the Christmas spirit, Darcy. Don't you tell a single soul what I'm about to say. Okay. Come here, follow me.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Darcy removes her jacket.
I got you.
It's a chaussee to the left, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Riley dances with Darcy. They strike a pose. Glenn claps.
Oh, that was so great. You should do that at the pageant.
Me? No, I couldn't.
Oh, no, it's a great idea. I think the kids would be really inspired.
I'd be so nervous. I can't let the kids see me like that.
You have the chance to show these kids they never have to stop dancing, to lead by example.
Lead by example? What a great idea.
Oh, no.
Now, a publicist who just doesn't push people into the spotlight, but puts her own skin in the game for a client? I mean, that's somebody we could pretty much trust with anything.
No. I'm not a performer.
Would you please? I would feel so foolish as the only adult up there by myself, but with you,
Glenn smiles and looks at Darcy. Darcy smiles back.
All right, I will do it.
Riley and Darcy dance with each other. Winona enters.
Bravi tutti. A word, Glenn.
Glenn walks over to Winona.
Explain your logic, please. I am struggling to understand.
What we're doing here, it feels real and connected, important.
We have hired an entire staff to handle important work. Honestly, if you need to take a sabbatical or you want to go and volunteer...
I am doing my job. Now, I think Darcy's onto something. We're so focused on the work, we've disconnected from why we do it. We can't be afraid to get personal.
Right. George wasn't afraid to get personal. And that's how he ended up with so many tabloid headlines. I made a promise with George.
George doesn't run the business anymore.
Darcy and Riley look over.
Hiding isn't working. You told me that. Now, if we're going to shift the perception of AI, we've got to get to know the people who work for us again. And I'm starting here. That is my strategy.
Then I will send Langley PR your apologies.
Winona walks off. Darcy approaches.
Is everything okay?
Fine, yeah. Just, you still want to go over the gala media strategy tonight?
If that still works for you.
Yeah, of course. No, it's great. Come on, see that number from the top again.
Glenn pulls Darcy over to Riley. Later, Darcy and Glenn eat at a restaurant.
Are you in trouble?
Me? Why?
With your boss.
Oh, Winona. Oh, she's not happy, that's for sure. She thinks I've been too distracted with the charity.
Oh, I could never stand up to my boss that way. The people pleaser in me shakes just thinking about it.
Nah, being a no guy has its perks. Especially when you feel like something's worth fighting for.
Okay, I know you don't like talking about yourself, but the charity must mean something personal for you to be this involved.
I was an at-risk student in a low-income school system before I got very lucky and was adopted when I was 10. Things could have turned out very differently for me. Now, I just wanted to share the luck.
That's a very generous mindset.
Well, it comes with a heaping side of guilt and workaholic tendencies.
Here's to workaholic tendencies. Glenn Goodman. Generous champion of the underprivileged, adoptee, friend of Santa. Huh. Oh, it's a shame you're not CEO. Making you the face of AI would be a slam dunk.
What about you? You talk so much about Kansas City and your family, but here you are chasing a job that would have you relocate to New York City.
I made a choice a long time ago to root myself while everyone else was spreading their wings. Wow, that's a lot of metaphors. Anyway, I don't think the rest of the world sees my rootedness as a strength. You see it as small, fearful. Lately, I'm starting to believe they're right, so I guess you could say I've got something to prove. What?
It's hard to imagine anyone describing you as fearful.
They smile at each other. Later, outside on the sidewalk, Darcy looks at her phone. It's a picture of her family with the text, "We miss you." Glenn joins her carrying coffee.
You haven't had the local Christmas experience until you've had the salted caramel hot cocoa.
Tourist approved. How long have you been a local?
Since I was adopted, and I'm not about to divulge how many years ago that was.
Fair enough. Question retracted.
Although, so thinking about opening a second headquarters for AI, which might mean a move for me. Actually looking at some mid-sized cities.
Oh, you should consider...
Kansas City.
Okay, I guess I should pull back the hometown pride two clicks.
Oh, I'm not sure if that's possible. So, Christmas in New England still living up to the hype?
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
But it's not home.
Silly, I know. Just a little homesick. Mm.
I was gonna wait until we got back to your hotel, but I think you could use this now. A little taste of home. Go on, it's not gonna bite.
He offers her a cookie.
I know it's not your mom's recipe or baked by Emma, but hopefully.
It's a little taste of home.
She bites.
Mmm.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
She hands him the other half of the cookie, and he eats it.
Oh, that's good.
I just don't know what we can do.
Hey, what's going on?
The venue for the kids' Christmas pageant was double booked. They dropped us.
Well, find another venue.
Everywhere else that I've called is way outside of our budget.
All that rehearsing, how are we going to break it to them?
Maybe we could reschedule for January. Or we could divert some of the funds from the gala budget, but that won't work because
the gala!
Okay, one thing at a time.
No, that's just it. We could do two things at a time. Have the kids perform at the gala. Let the donors see exactly how important their donations are.
We could let the donors bring their kids and make it fun for the whole family.
Now that is the Christmas spirit.
Oh, we could have cookie decorating stations and a Santa photo booth. Oh, we could make snowflakes out of people.
Jackie, this is a donor gala with its heart in the right place. And I love it.
I love it. Well, in that case, I have another crazy idea. I think William Austin should speak. Look, I know it's a big ask, but Darcy has shown me that if you ask, the worst thing that can happen is they can say no. But we have to try. It's the 10th anniversary. We need a message from our founder showing that our leadership has their hearts in the right place.
Have any of us even met him? Jackie, you've been here for 10 years.
Well, he should know you. If William Austin really got to know you the way I have, there would be no way he could say no. So you know what? We're gonna take that invitation straight to him.
The four of them walk arm in arm along a yellow strip on the lobby floor.
You know, four is a crowd. I could just wait in the car.
They approach a reception desk.
Excuse me, we'd like to meet with William Austin.
I'd love to play poker with Rudolph. I'll bet his nose is a tell.
Sorry, I thought we were saying things that were never going to happen. William Austin doesn't take unsolicited meetings.
Glenn enters.
What are you guys doing here?
Glenn, we have a pitch to run by you and William Austin. Can't wait.
I'd love to hear it.
Winona stands on an upstairs balcony, beckoning them into her office.
I think it's a brilliant idea.
Really?
What a lovely opportunity to embrace true holiday spirit.
Exactly.
And you think William Austin would be willing to speak?
If you don't mind, I would love to have a moment with Darcy to talk through Mr. Austin's availability. But please, don't hesitate to reach out with anything else the gala might need.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm staying.
The others leave.
I'm sorry, Glenn. Remind me what your role is again?
Vice President of Communications.
Fascinating. And is that higher than Chief Financial Officer?
Glenn walks out of the office.
Please, have a seat.
Darcy sits across from Winona.
You seem like a smart woman, by all accounts. You had to know that there was no way Mr. Austin would do this.
It is the 10th anniversary, and it is Christmas. Can't blame us for trying.
Frankly, I think it shows a disappointing lack of respect.
I'm sorry?
You leveraged the charity to go above my head, to reconsider your firm for Austin's PR work.
I was only thinking of the charity.
You may have charmed Glenn Goodman, but I see right through you. You never saw this charity as anything else but a means to an end.
The companions rush in.
Now hold on just a second. It was my idea to approach Mr. Austin about speaking, not Darcy's.
Darcy's demonstrated how much she cares over and over.
I was scared to come today, and I did it for Darcy. But
Why should I be scared to see my boss's boss? What kind of culture is that?
I have fallen in love with Emerald these past few weeks. And when you love something, you show up for it. You don't abandon it like Mr. Austin has. Whether or not you hire me or my firm to do your PR, please convince Mr. Austin to show up for the teachers and students he claims to care about.
Darcy and the companions leave the office. Downstairs, they enter the lobby.
That was what we in the stage business call a mic drop.
Boom.
Darcy, wait.
Glenn approaches.
Will you give us a minute?
The others leave. A.
What were you thinking?
I don't know, but it felt great. I feel like my whole body is on fire right now. I was assertive and firm and honestly, thank you.
Me? No, I do not endorse this.
Yes, you. I know, I called you a no guy, but you're a take-no-nonsense guy. That's what you do. You stand up for what's right, even if it gets you in trouble with your boss.
You should have run it by me before you came here.
I wanted to take a big swing. I struck out, but I feel great.
Darcy. If you could meet William Austin, what would you tell him? This no-nonsense, curmudgeonly energy.
I'd tell him there are ways to uphold his father's legacy without being in the spotlight. But the CEO is the leader of the company. Great leadership requires empathy, vision, and transparency.
Winona doesn't want your agency representing AI. But I will fight for you to get a meeting with William Austin if he still wanted.
I came here because I believed he genuinely wanted to make the world a better place. You think that's true?
Deep down, yes. At least, it's who he wants to be.
I don't know how I feel about William Austin anymore, but if you believe in him, I trust you.
Darcy walks off. Children sing on stage. Jackie and Tinsley watch. Riley is being interviewed.
Wait, we have to do our bows.
Then something about
I like confident Jackie.
Changed her. She got a glint in her eye. She commanded the stage. And now she exudes confidence wherever she goes. That change, that's why we do what we do here.
Glenn approaches Darcy in the audience.
I can't believe you put me up to this.
You could drop out.
Really?
Just admit that putting yourself out there isn't as easy as it seems.
Done. It's not as easy as it seems.
Okay, now, one for the camera. No, not the time.
Riley, you were incredible.
Really? Thank you. I'm so pumped. I feel like I can do anything. You ready to run this number?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Riley leads Darcy onto the stage. They do a spin and then a kick, and Darcy's shoe flies off.
Stay right there.
What size shoe do you wear?
You're not hurt, are you?
No, I'm fine. The strap just broke. I'm a size 7.
I knew this was a bad idea.
No, Riley. You know the old show business saying, a bad rehearsal makes for a great performance.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right.
Glenn frowns. Later, in his office, Glenn walks by Jade's office, then returns and enters.
Do you know about dance shoes? Is there a dance shoe store? Or...
Just tell me her size.
She's a 7. Thanks. What? That obvious?
You were whistling. All that's missing is a course of Cartoon Ranger and Misfit Toys.
I don't know what you mean.
Just be careful.
I'm always careful.
You can't just cut it off this time if things get too close for comfort. This is a horse of a different color.
So we keep it professional.
He exits, bumping into the wall.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Later, at a restaurant.
Thank you for taking care of the kids' door prizes for the gala.
Who'd have thought in the same hotel bar, curmudgeonly Scrooge Glenn Goodman delivering toys for children? Oh.
You mean the night I almost had to have my foot surgically removed from my mouth? I'd say we've both changed a bit since then.
Oh, yeah. I've moved from proud no guy to begrudging maybe guy.
And you are soon to be star of the gala stage.
10 blissful minutes of not freaking out, and you just popped him like a balloon.
You really that nervous?
Every time I imagine bolting for the Canadian border, I remember Riley. It's way easier to be brave for the right person.
Yeah, I get that. My work family is very close. There's nothing I wouldn't do for them.
And your family?
Well, my wife and kids don't talk to me so much.
Oh, shall we?
He stands.
Did you say wife and kids?
Oh, right. Yeah, we don't really talk so much. On account of them being non-existent, makes it hard. No wife, no kids, just me. And that is what you're asking, right?
I just hadn't heard you say anything. I was curious.
Curious?
Well, obviously you care about kids. Feel like it might have come up.
They walk out.
And what about you?
Curious, are we? I have a habit of calling it before yellow cards turn into red cards.
So you're a bit judgy.
No, I just think small things are an indication of character.
People like you make me nervous to date. What happens when someone finds out I don't always make my bed?
Oh, I once turned around in traffic because I forgot to make my bed.
Ooh.
Now who's judgy?
But, like you said, it's easier to be brave for the right person.
Right.
I know I've given you a hard time about dancing, but I left you a good luck token at the front desk.
What is it?
Good night, Darcy.
Wait, it's bad luck to wish someone good luck before a performance.
Okay, it's not for luck. It's for triumph.
Glenn walks off. Darcy approaches the front desk.
Excuse me, a package for room 415? Thank you.
The man hands Darcy a shoebox with a bow around it. She opens it. Inside are ruby slippers. Later, at the gala area, guests mingle. The chorus of kids gathers, all wearing Santa hats. Darcy stands pacing as Glenn approaches.
Why are there so many people?
Yeah, it's a shame to be so good at your job.
I heard that, and I tucked it away in my brain, and will review it when my heart doesn't feel like there's a tiny man trying to punch his way out of my chest.
Riley enters the stage and approaches a microphone.
May I have your attention, please? Friends of the Emerald Educational Trust, thank you for coming tonight. Every year, you spread Christmas joy to hardworking teachers and students across the nation. Recently, a friend taught me that we all have a responsibility to lead by example. And I am going to do my best tonight. Ready, kids?
The chorus of children enters. Riley hops off the stage and offers a hand to Darcy, leading her to a dance floor. Glenn watches as they begin to dance around the floor. Finishes with a short tap dance, and they pose. The applauding crowd gathers around them.
That was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and Riley, you were amazing.
Thank you, Darcy. I never would have been brave enough to do this without you.
The chorus of kids hops down and greets Darcy and Riley. Glenn approaches Darcy.
You are incredible.
Oh, well, I had a little help in triumphing.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn spins Darcy around.
Not the only dancer I see.
Credit where credit is due. I could not have done what you did tonight.
You put me up to it.
That doesn't mean I could have done it.
I don't know about that. You've been full of surprises from the start, Glenn Goodman.
Like what?
Like, you didn't expect a no-guy to be the harbinger of Santa.
Well, your enthusiasm is very infectious.
Or for the no-guy sent to enforce boundaries to become our biggest cheerleader.
You made it pretty hard to stay impartial.
I know William Austin wasn't ready, but it's the 10th anniversary. Somebody should speak.
Maybe it's a little late for one more high-profile guest.
Oh, I'm sure we could find someone with charm, vision, charisma, closer than we think.
No, not happening.
Come on, what, you told me your story? You are the perfect person to speak for AI tonight.
You really believe in me that much?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll do it. Let me just go find Riley.
Amazing. You are amazing.
Glenn kisses Darcy on the cheek.
For triumph.
He walks off. Darcy sways, then walks off. Later, Riley stands at the microphone.
It is my great pleasure to introduce, on behalf of Austin, Inc., our Vice President of Communications, Glenn Goodman.
Glenn approaches the microphone.
You know, for the past 3 weeks, I have had the pleasure of watching this foundation at work. And what I have seen has absolutely blown me away. I was an at-risk student in a low-income neighborhood before I was adopted at 10 years old. I was personally saved by the dedication and the generosity of teachers, making twice the impact with half the budget of other schools. Everything that I have now is because of what they so selflessly gave. And I am so proud to be here tonight, celebrating teachers and their students. You know, I'd like to pull the curtain back and show you some of the hardworking people from Emerald Educational Trust. Jackie Crow, would you please come up here?
Jackie approaches the stage.
The brilliance of Jackie cannot be overstated or contained. The fun you had tonight, you can thank our Director of Policy, Bridget Tinsley. Dr. Tinsley, could you please come up?
Dr. Tinsley approaches the stage.
She's the beating heart of this foundation. Mr. Riley Lyons.
Riley enters from the wings.
No doubting Riley's talent after tonight. What has impressed me most has been his courage. He fights for these kids with every fiber of his being. Finally, a big thank you to Miss Darcy Gale. Darcy, could you come up?
Darcy approaches the stage.
She graciously offered 3 weeks of pro bono work during our most important season, Christmas. Now, when she got here from Kansas City, we weren't really sure what to expect. But she helped each one of us reconnect with our sense of wonder, heart, and courage. And I am so proud to announce the Gum PR and Darcy Gale will be handling all of AI's publicity moving forward.
Then they're gonna fire you.
No, they won't. I'm sorry. You know, Darcy once told me that great leadership requires empathy, vision, and transparency. And in the spirit of transparency, I must confess that I am not Glenn Goodman. I am William Austin,
CEO of Austin Inc. and founder of the Emerald Educational Trust. And I could not be prouder of this charity and the students and the teachers that it supports. Thank you all so much. Merry Christmas.
Darcy rushes off the stage. Glenn frowns as he watches her dash off. Out in the lobby of the gala, Glenn catches up.
Darcy. Say something.
I am upset.
I deserve that.
At myself for not catching on. I thought I was smarter than that.
No, it was a very carefully guarded secret.
I'm upset that I allowed my heart to get tangled up in someone else's games.
Insecurities.
For once, I had the courage to throw myself out of my comfort zone, and it was for nothing.
No, it wasn't for nothing.
It was all a lie.
I spent the past decade hiding. Trying to keep my head down while I tried to keep my father's legacy alive. I think I've probably spent my whole life hiding, trying to shield myself from a world that didn't seem fair or good or trustworthy. But this is the first time I've been just William.
But you weren't William.
No, it wasn't my name, but it was me.
I hope the world gets to know the person I met these past few weeks. He's a person worth knowing. And I'm very grateful you think I'm worthy of the job, but I'm referring the account to the New York office.
Darcy, please, please don't do this.
Do you want to know how I feel? I feel hurt. Merry Christmas, William.
Darcy walks off. Back at home in Kansas City, Darcy sips from a mug on her porch beside Bobo.
If you have a secret crime-fighting identity, tell me now. Not a chance. Dogs are always genuine.
Later, she pours a glass of wine standing at her kitchen counter.
And in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Her family enters.
Conquering hero returns.
Hi.
Hi.
Darcy, so glad you're back.
Oh, thanks, Clara.
Hey, you're back.
Dad.
Did you bring us anything cool from Connecticut?
No.
You just sit back and relax.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Welcome home, honey.
Well, how was the trip?
Well, let's just say there's no place like home. Here, have a glass, everyone.
You're welcome.
She pours wine for everyone. Later, she pulls a tray of cookies out of her oven. Her parents stand nearby.
They're awfully quiet. Just tired from traveling.
If anything, there's no filter when you're tired.
We saw the speech on the news. He seemed like a nice young man.
Oh, he seemed like a lot of things.
This can't be the first time a client has withheld information.
Oh, not something this large.
I just don't get it. I mean, you were so excited about this job and you put so much on the line for it and you got it.
It's about client trust. Yeah, I knew that William Austin was media resistant, but I didn't think he would. I mean, if I had known the whole time, do you think I would have? I just can't believe I fell for that.
Fell for that? Or him.
Darcy looks at them and walks out of the kitchen. Later, at the gum offices, Darcy works at her desk. Her colleague enters.
Welcome back.
How are you doing? Feel good about your decision?
Yes, I feel good.
Darcy waves her off and begins a video chat.
Hey, Jackie.
Hi. Can we talk through a foundation PR issue?
Of course.
Tinsley and Riley appear.
Oh, hi. It's so good to see all your faces.
We miss you. How are you doing?
I'm okay. What's the PR issue? Oh, we have a problem with you not taking your dream PR job.
And we know that the reveal must have really hurt you.
And I know it must be scary to take the leap to a big city.
But we refuse to let William Austin or anything else stand in your way.
Thanks, you guys. Yeah, I've been thinking about why I was reaching for that job. I felt like I've been playing it small, and I needed something big to validate me.
I wish we'd been friends before. I would have told you to speak more kindly to yourself. The real work, the work that changes the world for the better, doesn't usually win fancy awards, and most of the world will never see it. But people like me and Jackie and Riley and you, we do it anyway. That's who you are, Darcy.
You're right. And I believe in AI's mission. But the thought of leaving home for good, I don't know, it just makes my chest ache.
Maybe you're scared to march to the beat of your own drum.
But that doesn't sound like the Darcy I know.
Maybe you could ask to work from home, or split your time between there and here, or partner up with someone from the New York office, or...
I should have known you'd give me a million possibilities to consider.
But they're solutions to the wrong problem. Am I right?
Later, Glenn sits in Winona's office.
All in all, I would say that we are in an excellent position closing out Q4.
Glenn just stares.
William.
Yeah, sounds good. Great work.
You know, I don't think I've ever been as nervous as I was when you took to the stage at the gala. You were incredible, and your father would have been so very proud.
Thank you.
And I am happy to admit that I was wrong about Darcy, and I'm glad that we're moving forward with her.
Well, Gum will be handling our PR, but Darcy's turned down the position.
Well, that's unacceptable. You have to convince her otherwise.
I had no idea she'd made such an impression.
Well, you know how much I respected and admired your father. Darcy helped me realize I worked harder to uphold George's vision than to help you find your own.
What vision? The article was right. No George Austin.
No. And thank goodness for that. George saw the future very clearly, but he didn't see how people fit into it. But you do. George was a visionary, but you are a leader. And it's time to be true to yourself, to lead how you want, wherever you want, and with whomever you want.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Do I have to spell it out for you? Go. Go find her. Win her back. Go find her. Fly. Fly.
Glenn rushes out of Winona's office. Later, at home, Darcy carries a stack of wrapped gifts from her car to the porch. She sees Glenn standing there.
I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have lied to you. I can't tell you how lonely it has been being surrounded by people who see my father's legacy but don't see me. It was safer to protect myself. I found a million reasons to keep myself smaller than I am. I think you get that. I was a no guy. I didn't even realize what I was missing until you dropped into my life. Treated everyone like family. Your ability to see through it all. And you did see through it. You see a version of me that I can't even see. And that's the man that I want to be.
Wow. That was really sweet. And I want to talk, but it's Christmas Eve.
Thought it'd be kind of romantic.
No. I mean, there's a cavalry of relatives that are going to be here any minute, and you have to get
out
of here.
No, I love the Mead family.
No. I want to talk, and we will talk, but you have to get out of here. I want to talk. We will talk. Oh, you must be Glenn.
Glenn and Darcy attempt to duck on the porch as the family arrives.
William, is it? Oh, my gosh. How exciting to have you here for Christmas.
Hello.
Hi.
It's very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
The family and Glenn enter the house. They mingle and chat. Darcy's brother shows Glenn something on his phone. Darcy and her parents sit from mugs in the kitchen, and she enters the living room, where Glenn sits.
Do you need anything, William?
No, I'm great. Thanks.
Glenn sits petting Bobo. Later, on the porch, Darcy approaches Glenn, standing on the porch.
Do you mind if I join you?
Please.
You know, I thought you were this mysterious, larger-than-life figure, the great and powerful Austin. I was afraid if I ever met you, I would feel so small. But you didn't turn out to be any of the things I thought.
Nope, just a man behind the curtain. A very flawed man.
Yes. But also a caring man. You're very generous and stubborn and brilliant and compassionate and funny and all kinds of other juxtapositions that made me fall for you.
Well, let's not just breeze past that. That's...
But you're remaking AI to be truer to your values, and I have to stay true to mine. It took going all the way across the country to realize that I wasn't stuck before. I was planted. I love my roots. I love what I've grown here. And yes, the occasional adventure is fun, but my home is here. I'm sorry if that's a deal breaker.
You know, we had all sorts of great options for our second headquarters. I couldn't get this voice out of my head. It kept saying, Kansas City. Kansas City. You do have a great tech startup scene.
Oh, we do.
Mm-hmm.
And bringing jobs to a mid-sized city would be...
Brilliant PR move. Mm-hmm. That's what our gum rep said.
Right? Right. Mm.
AI does have a communications issue I was hoping you could weigh in on. We need a new VP of communications. Last guy was a total flake. Someone that has a relationship with gum would be good. Doesn't mind traveling now and again to our global clientele. Also, if it's too soon, or you just don't want to work with me, or...
It would be based here, right?
Absolutely.
And you would be here?
Of course. I've heard there's no place like Kansas City.
There's no place like home.
Merry Christmas, Darcy.
Merry Christmas, William.
They kiss passionately on the porch.